It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
PSG score one goal, Barcelona won't need six, but do we really see Barcelona scoring six against PSG? No.
So those were the words of our rest of the Europe correspondent, famous last words from Karan.
We decided not to have him on the show after that.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, a sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
For a pod special because we just witnessed something last night which, you know, initially did not make sense.
Yeah.
Because let's bring people up to speed who might have been on the International Space Station. Barcelona came back from a 4-0 first leg deficit to overturn that and win 6-1.
Yep.
Which by itself might not have been that eyebrow raising.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that Barcelona led 3-0, after which PSG scored their away goal through Edinson Cavani.
Yep.
So Barcelona did 3 goals, though only about half an hour left in the game.
Yep.
And then there was 7 minutes left in the game. And Barca had to still get 3 goals to win this tie because of the away goal rule.
Yep.
Vishal, I think you can't... I mean, I dare somebody to play against me who's an absolute novice at FIFA.
Yep.
And I challenge them to score 3 goals in the last 6 minutes.
Like I posted this on Facebook too, immediately after the game, that I definitely believe there is no other team in the world who can do this other than Barcelona. And now we're going to definitely break down as to why they were able to do this, but I definitely think there's no other team on the face of the planet that can pull this off.
So if you're wondering what we think Barca's secret ingredient was to pull this miracle off, and just to put the miracle in terms of perspective, a lot of probabilities flying around. We said in our pod 2 weeks ago when we were talking about the Champions League games that 538 had given this about a 7% chance for Barcelona to win. But then again, 538 also gave a 7% chance for Donald Trump to win.
Yep.
So the probability models are not the greatest indicators. Secondly, UEFA, in all their wisdom, went ahead and did a study where they looked back at historical results and tried to predict what would happen in the second leg in these games. And their prediction was that they gave Arsenal a 1.3% chance to pull it off against Bayern Munich. We all know how that ended. And for Barca, they actually gave 0% chance of coming back from a 4-0 deficit. But of course, their model was tied to the fact that this had never happened before.
Yep.
But like you said, if any team could pull it off, it was Barcelona. And before you have any other conspiracy theories, listeners, this was not because of the referees.
Yes.
This was definitely not because Barcelona cheated and things like that. Understandable some of these feelings. A couple of decisions were dodgy, but in a big game, I mean, there is a lot that rests with PSG and a huge amount of credit.
Yep. To Barcelona, like you say, Michal, and Luis Enrique.
Goes to Barcelona and Luis Enrique.
Yep.
So, let's talk about Luis Enrique's touch of genius on this great night.
Yep. So before we go into the great night, I'd like to visit to the 4-0 thrashing that Barca handed at Paris. So
the not so great night at Paris.
Yeah, and if you really look at that game, the difference between Barca and PSG was midfield. Verratti and Rabiot completely dominated the midfield. They won the crucial ball. They were spraying the ball around, and they put complete pressure, and they completely basically opened up Barca to the counter attack. And now coming to our game, which happened yesterday. So the first mistake that PSG made yesterday was sticking to the same system. And this is where I definitely think Luis Enrique earned his money. Because one, when he started the same 11, but he made tweaks in his formation. So if you remember, Rafinha, who normally plays on the left side of midfield, was one put up towards the right, as a right forward, or the winger almost. And Messi, who normally plays that position, was dropped in as a number 10 or a little in front of the Barca midfield. What did that do to simple? Suddenly, Verratti and Rabiot were preoccupied by Lionel Messi picking up the ball deeper and spraying the ball around. So that means that two of the best players of PSG were spent majority of their time trying to man mark Lionel Messi, because you have to double team Lionel Messi, else he's going to come and rip you differently. So Barca simply over there immediately eliminated two of the biggest threats. And if you really look where PSG lost the game was midfield, because they were not able to put their passes together and they were not able to spread the ball around. They were in a bunch of great positions at multiple times, but nothing really worked.
And lost a lot of those 50-50 balls.
Exactly. It also comes down to the fact that if you've really been following our pod, you will always notice how we always spoke about how Barca never have a plan B, or they just play the same style of football, and boy did they shut us up yesterday. Because if you really look at what Barca did, is normally they are very famous for their lateral passing, where they keep passing amongst each other till they find the perfect move. But yesterday they did not do that. And if you look at the goals they scored, none of them were classic Barcelona goals. Luis Suarez challenging a shady situation. It could go any way. The goalkeeper's favorite to win that, but just by sheer will, he scored that goal. The second own goal was sheer genius by Iniesta, by just not giving up on the ball. And the number of 50-50 attacks that Barcelona, 50-50 balls that Barcelona won was not funny.
And the only classic Barcelona goal, probably the Neymar free kick.
Yes.
And of course, the classic will dive and try to get a penalty. But other than that,
and this is why I'm such a big fan of Messi, because yesterday what you saw was not a Messi masterclass. Because what Messi did is he took one for the team, because he preoccupied the core of the PSG team, which gave Neymar so much time and space. And if you really look at it, Neymar grew into this game. First half he took a couple of shots, but second half, especially after the goal was scored by PSG, the amount of touches that Neymar got, if you really didn't see him, sizing this up, you were really missing it. And then look at him rising to the occasion. One, the free kick, which normally would always be Lionel Messi, he said no, mine. Then the penalty, which you would not bet anybody else but Lionel Messi, he said no, mine. And it's just that.
So exceptional game from Neymar.
Exceptional game. And you could really see the future.
And the final assist as well. Effectively a Neymar trifecta.
And for those who are calling this offside, I would like to point out to you that the player needs to be offside when the ball is played and not when the ball reaches him. So he was definitely not offside. So I think you should stop calling this offside.
I think a lot of the discrediting that is happening of this comeback is mostly because people are simply not able to digest the fact that PSG could actually give this up, because all they had to do was just see out 10 minutes, because they had seen out a tough game. They'd gotten their away goal.
And they also missed out a bunch of great chances in the second half. The one-on-one for Di Maria, then the good save from
couple of them for Cavani.
They really should have scored one more at least. But I'm telling you, Barcelona yesterday put on a show, which barring Istanbul was the greatest ever comeback that I've ever seen. And I rate Istanbul higher purely because of the stakes that were at Istanbul. It was a final.
Alright, so that was our take on that, busting the conspiracy theories about whether it was the referees or whether it was anything else, because largely, Vishal, we have to look at the technical nose, and you have to admire that Barcelona had finally gotten hold of some kind of plan B.
I was so happy to watch Barcelona play that way again, because it's no secret that I do like Barcelona a lot. And over the last two seasons, while they have been great, I just have not seen the kind of fight and spunk that they showed yesterday. And everybody did have their game face on. It was something that the tweaks, for example, even the line they played in defense, they practically eliminated Cavani in air ball situations by playing high lines and free kicks. And that's because their weakness is your free kicks and your corners, and they eliminated that as well. So I think Luis Enrique, though he's quitting at the end of the season, yesterday he just showed why he is what he is. And if you really look at this, I would like to bring a Wenger comparison here. Simply because this is the same squad for Barcelona that will start the next game and the game after. It is just the tweaks within the team. So he clearly knows what his best 11 is. Does Wenger know his best 11? Because in a game like this, Wenger drastically changes squad. It's not the squad that started the week before, the week after, or it might not even start this week. So I really, that's the difference between having clarity in who your best team is, what they add, and what value they add. And each player on that team had a very, very specific role to play. So it was a great performance.
Okay, and hopefully we see Barcelona run deep into this tournament.
Yep.
And see more exciting matches.
Hopefully give Real Madrid a little bit of a whooping.
Alright, so real colours are coming out here in Soccer Sense.
Hey, I'm not going to be sensible. Barcelona did this.
But that's about all the time we have for this week, and also next week we shall have Karan back as our rest of the Europe correspondent to deliver his own eulogy.
You guys are going to miss me.
After all the predictions he had made, we'll see how Juve fare next week. In the meantime, you guys can follow us on Audio Boom. We are there. Find our channel at Soccer-Sense or search for us on iTunes or Pocket Cast or any other podcasting device or platform that you use. Or you can find us on soccer-sense.madeopinion.com or follow us on Twitter at SenseSoccer. Holler back at us, tell us how you're doing and let us know. Thank you guys for listening. That's about this. This is all the time we have for this special pod. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Hail Barcelona.
See you guys.